how glorious that is.
Number 10, I got Joey Badass Before the Money. Number 9, I got Mac Miller Good AM. Number 8, I got Logic The Incredible True Story. Number 7, I got Vince Staples Summertime 06. Number 6, I got Big Crit It's Better This Way. Number 5, I got The Game Documentary 2.5. Number 4, I got J-Rock 90059. Number 3, I got The Game The Documentary. Number 2, I got Kendrick Lamar To Pimp a Butterfly. And number 1, A$AP Rocky At Long Last A$AP.
Number 10, I have Yamin and Illustrate Monday Friday. Number 9, I have Denmark Bestie, Martin Lucille Dream. Number 8, I have Quelle Chris, Innocent Country. Number 7, I have Nolan the Ninja, Fuck the Hype EP. Number 6, I got Earl the Sweatshirt, I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside. Number 5, I have Add To, Pray for the Poor. 4, I have Skyzoo, Music for My Friends. Number 3, I have J-Rock 90059. Number 2, I have Odyssey, The Good Fight. Number 1, I have Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly.
So number 10, I have Uncommon NASA, Halfway. Number 9, Nolan the Ninja, Fuck the Hype. Number 8, La Orange and Jeremiah J, The Night Took Us In Like Family. Number 7, Bus Driver, Thumbs. Number 6, Billy Woods, Today I Wrote Nothing. Kavanaugh, Time and Materials. 4, Odyssey's The Good Fight. 3rd is J-Rock 90059. 2 is Milo, So the Flies Don't Come. And number 1, man, Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly. Should be no question about that. Y'all already know, man. It's easy.
Number 10, Moody Black with MB2. Number 9, Uncommon NASA with Halfway. Number 8, Sadistic and No with Phantom Limbs. Number 7 was Lupe Fiasco with Tetsuo and Youth. Number 6, A$AP Rocky At Long Last A$AP. Number 5, Doomtree All Hands. Number 4, Death Grips with Jenny Death. Number 3, Kendrick Lamar with To Pimp a Butterfly. You know, the album that I hated is still in my top 5, but I still hate the album. Number 2 is Open Mike Eagle with a Special Episode EP. And number 1, y'all can get mad if you want to, but I don't give a fuck. Number 1 with Chesky, Broken Bone Ballads. Fight me.
Say something.
We're gonna have the full list in the description on the website as well. If there's anything you guys want to buy, we have the link to that. You can purchase that. Also, before we get into that, go support us. If you like this video, go support us on patreon.com/DanaHipHop. Follow us on all of the socials. So we're at the end of the year. Always the conversation seems to be, or that I always seem to hear, is, man, it's the best year for hip-hop. Best year for hip-hop. What do you guys think, man? Is it? Because that's what it's being floated out there a lot.
They always say it every year.
Who said
it
every year?
They say it every year, but it seems like this year, people are really saying that this is a really strong year for hip-hop. And I can just go ahead and start. I tend to disagree with that. I don't think it was a really strong year for hip-hop. There are projects
I disagree with that. I think it was a strong year for hip-hop. I think since we've been doing Dead in Hip-Hop the last 4 years that we've been on camera, I think that this is one of the better years. That's how I kind of judge it. You know what I'm saying? Every year when we come to the end of the year, I look at all of the projects that's come out and just think about, like, the total quality of them. I think this is one of the better years of quality projects.
I don't know, because it seemed like, I guess, out of all the year ends, this was an easy top. Like, and we did 10. You normally do 5.
Yeah.
And 5, I think it was either 2012 or 13. I was struggling. Like, it was some years I felt that was better since we've been doing Dead Hip Hop better than this year. That I was like, man, well, like, I was like sitting here like wrecking my brain. But this year, we even did 10, and I still just listed 10 albums quick. Like, even if we did top 5, I still would have listed 5 albums. It wouldn't have been have me like thinking hard, like, oh man, I'm leaving this project off. I mean,
I would have felt like I would have been leaving a lot of projects off if we only did a top 5. That's
so you struggled with 10?
I didn't struggle with 10. Like, they fell in order, but once I got closer to the top, it was a little bit more difficult. If we would have did 5, I would have felt some type of way about some of the people I would have left off.
I don't think this was a strong year for hip hop. I think people just said that because Kendrick dropped an album.
if Kendrick
didn't drop, huh?
Drake and Future, what a time to be alive.
I don't think that swayed people.
I think it was more Kendrick's. Kendrick set not just hip hop, but Kendrick's album set the world on fire. And I think that's probably why people tend to say this was such a great year for hip hop.
You're right, but I do believe that that Future Drake album added a lot to that. Yes, because the conversation around, like, it was a whole bunch of hype, like, behind that album. I think that adding, you're having two of the biggest stars in mainstream hip hop get together and do an album together over one of the rising producers in the South Metro Boomin.
Another thing that made this year in hip hop big too was two big hip hop movie releases, Compton being that, and then also that soundtrack being, you know, pretty dope, relatively dope, not being a whack project. I definitely think that helped the hip hop in general, and then Dope, even though that wasn't necessarily a hip hop movie, but with the success of A$AP Rocky's album and then him with his movie debut, I think that was pretty big too. I just think that hip hop this year for me, from some of the bigger artists, wasn't necessarily portrayed as negatively as in years past, from the Dr. Dre's and, you know, some of the people.
See, but I don't know if you're looking at it saying it was a good year because of all the big names and all the big stuff that's happening. I'm looking at it as far as good year hip hop. I'm looking at it as far as just quality of just albums. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I mean.
Previous years,
I'm just because
big name people drop albums and it was so hype don't mean that the albums really lived up to the hype.
Tell them,
now, the albums lived up to the hype and they were good quality albums where we was all having difficulties coming up with the list, then I would say that's a good year for hip hop. That's just my opinion. But just to say that, okay, Dr. Dre dropped the Compton album, you know, I think we was almost kind of like 50-50 or almost 3 out of 5 saying that the album was kind of a lackluster. Even Modest himself didn't really like.
Whose list was it on? Was it on anybody's list?
You know, nobody's list. You know,
shouldn't that say something?
Right, exactly.
You can't really use that.
You can't, yeah.
But I think you're just talking about Dr. Dre's return.
Exactly. Yeah. So but that doesn't make anybody's list. Who cares?
Right.
But I'm just talking about, just because it didn't make our list doesn't mean that it's like completely whack. And like B said, I know, but I'm just saying that we can't just think about how great hip hop was just based off our own top 10 list. We have to consider everything else that happened in hip. No,
if you're asking me, do I think this is a great year for rap music, and it wasn't hard at all for me to put together a top 10, then I'm gonna say no, it wasn't a great year for rap music because there weren't that many quality projects that dropped that I personally enjoyed.
Right.
There weren't. Like, it was very easy to put together a top 10. Yeah. My top 5 barely changed. Right. It changed by one album. And that one album just moved to 6. That's it. And that top 5 wasn't even really all that hard to put together. It was more so trying to think, well, shit, how many good albums really were there for me to put together a top 5?
I think we came up with the top 10. It was a little, you know, for me, it was relatively easy as well. But there is an albums that I love list, and we were actually gonna do like a podcast to kind of talk about those other albums that didn't make the 10. So, you know, everybody's more than welcome to join that. But so we can talk about those. But when I think about just hip hop in general, and, you know, looking at the albums I love list, looking at my top 10, and just thinking back on the 2015 year, you know, there wasn't even a lot of albums that I was excited about. A lot of albums that I was looking forward to listening to. And even the albums that I listened to didn't really even do that much for me. You know, it's all right. You know, it really was. I think the mainstream market was for people that pay attention to a lot of that. And I do. And I listen to a lot of projects that release. But I think the mainstream, those really well-known artists, I think they dropped projects. And I think that had a lot of people excited. Mm-hmm. But and I think that goes back to what you were saying. But when I listened to them, you know, it didn't really add a lot of value to me in terms of their addition to 2015.
Anybody that y'all wanted to put on your top 10 that didn't quite make it?
I was looking at Quelle Chris's Innocent Country, Denmar Vesey's Modern Lucid Dreams was another one. Attu's Pray for the Poor was another one that was fighting for, you know, that 10 spot. But again, they all fell into my albums I love list, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's more that are in there. I can't think of them off the top of my head. But, you know, I don't know if it's a lot of them, though.
When I was just breaking them down, the one that I was like, I got to take them out was Nipsey. Because it came, like, it literally came the last day of 2014. And then with everything else, like, when we did our mid-year, I watched our mid-year review to see what I had in there. I changed three of my top 5. You know what I'm saying? And realistically, when we did them in year, a lot of people didn't drop. So a lot of people have changed, and Nipsey was the one that I was like, damn. Because I go back and listen to that project a lot. But it was just so many other doper ones to me that came out that I couldn't put them on there.
I listened to a lot of projects, but not as much as I wanted to. I didn't see a lot of stuff dropping that I wanted to listen to. I found myself listening to a lot of stuff outside of that this year than before.
Clear Soul Forces, Open Mike Eagle. Second year in a row, Blueprint made my five, mid-year five, but he didn't survive the year in.
Damn.
Who else? I know, right? I think that's all I can think of off the top of my head. It's them three.
The only project that came out that I struggled with was Earl's album. Like, I feel like that would have been 11. But other than that, the 10 albums I listed, I felt like were the 10 strongest albums to me, album/releases. Of course, I love J-Rock's. It was a great project, but it didn't really come into mind when I was thinking about putting together a top 10.
It was the first time that you did it according to like how you felt about your top five and like what you listened to versus what you thought was a better project. Did you take that same approach on the top 10?
Well, I didn't really have to, because there weren't any other projects outside of these 10, well, really 11, that I felt like were really in the conversation. Like, these 10 projects that I listed were the ones that I listened to the most this year. I wasn't so much concerned with, well, you know, was the production better on this one? Were the lyrics doper on this one? It was more so, what did I listen to more? And that's really where Doomtree and ASAP, that's where that discussion came into play. Because mid-year, Doomtree was in my mind like 6, and ASAP was 5. But then as the year went through, I started finding myself listening to Doomtree's album more. But would I sit here and have some intense debate as to which project is better? No. It's just that one crept into my rotation a little bit more than ASAP's. Yeah, this is just a top 10 of what I listen to the most, and that's really how I approached it. That's how I'm gonna approach it from now on. Especially since now we can include EPs in our list.
Yeah, I know, right?
That changes every fucking thing. Because most of my list was EPs.
There were a lot of think pieces. There were a lot of conversations outside of the hip-hop community that took place. There was a lot of trolling where people were deliberately trying to just troll certain albums that were released. Obviously, the biggest one that comes to mind is Kendrick Lamar and the stuff that Complex were writing about that. Or people were writing about people's dislike for What a Time to Be Alive. So I think the conversations in hip-hop was definitely a little bit different this year than it has been in times past. But good. So anyway, that's it. You have our 10, our personal top 10 list. There's plenty of music to choose from. You know, feel free to go through it. Like I said, if you like any of the albums, you know, there's a link in there. You can click it and buy it. And let us know, what's your top 10? What are your personal top 10 albums of the year? And also let us know in the comment section if you thought this was a good year for hip-hop. And if so, why? We'd love to hear from you. Other than that, we out. Peace.